What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 87 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. Today, I will be explaining, you know, really the reason why I have been gone for so long, why I left. And I think I'm really excited to be back. I'm back into sports cards. I'm back into collecting. And I'm just really excited to be back in this podcasting space. There's going to be some changes to the show for sure. You know, I've had some new ideas. I've gotten into some new things in this past almost a year since I've been gone. Well, not a year, but it's been a while. It feels like a year to me. So I'm going to get into that. And really, today is just going to be my welcome back episode. I'm just going to kind of explain what this podcast is going to be all about in the upcoming months, hopefully, and hopefully years. We're still going to be talking about sports cards, but there's going to be some other segments on the show. And you're going to learn about that in a second. So I'm really glad to be back. Episode 87. Let's get started. If y'all want to support this show, you can find my cards on ComC at the username Redsfan324. I have some pretty cool stuff on there. My inventory is always changing, so make sure y'all go check out my ComC, Redsfan324. All right, guys, let me talk about some of the things about why I left and just the main segment of this episode. So I really left because I just was at a point where I was really just uninspired to do podcasting anymore. Which I know I hate to say that, but it's really true. Like every weekend, every Thursday, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was just being like, oh my gosh, I have to do this podcast and get out there. And I just wasn't thinking about my fans or anything. Which that was obviously selfish a little bit, but I was just kind of uninspired and I didn't really know what to talk about. So I just kind of quit. I tried doing that sports thing, but I didn't like my content there. And it was too broad. So I just kind of quit that. And I just really just was not inspired to talk, just to talk anymore. So I obviously took a break for a while. I've gotten really into music. I've started actually collecting vinyl records, which I know some of the teenagers listening are going to be like, what is that? Look it up. It's really an interesting space for collecting. So I've started collecting that. I've got a big setup. So I put a lot of funds into that. And you know, I feel like this podcast, is a place, it's almost like a personal blog as well. So, a couple things I'm going to be changing is maybe if the cards industry had a light week, which right now, guess what? We're in the National, guys, like not a light week at all, but, if, you know, sports cards has a light week, I can fall back on music. I can fall back on pop culture, you know, some things like shoes and music. I can fall back on that if there's a light week in sports cards, which happens a lot in sports cards. And then there's some weeks where you just fanatics buys the entire industry and it's like, oh, that's great. So, you know, there's some things for me to talk about if I don't have inspiration in the sports cards industry, which is going to be very helpful for me to keep this podcast alive and staying consistent. I want to shout out John Newman. He gave me some encouraging words. Again, I told him that I would be starting back up this Monday. He always has some good encouraging words for me to, you know, just help me with this content space, which has really helped me through my entire journey. He's always been really nice to me and really just helped me with content creation. So I've really appreciated that. Thank you, John, if you're listening to this. And also, like, I'm just really glad to feel inspired again. It's been a while and I just started collecting cards again the last couple months and catching back up on the industry. Definitely back into my baseball and Reds niche of card for sure. That's what I've been buying. I found a couple new card shops around me, which has been really nice. A card shop in my town, which I've been literally praying for, I feel like, for since I moved here about 7 years ago, and they just finally opened about 2 months ago. I went in there. It was a pretty nice shop. There are definitely some things that they could work on, but they, like I said, just opened 2 months ago, So I'm really excited about that. There's also one in a town about 20 minutes over. And then we still have the big shops like Jimmy's Kentucky Roadshow, which I've talked about in length on this podcast. Love their shop. And it's also half museum now, which is really fun to look at. So, you know, I've had a couple friends that are like, hey, do you want to go to this card shop? I was like, oh, there's a card shop in Richmond. So that really helped me get back into cards and inspired. So, you know, I'm thankful to my friends for that, man. Like, I don't know. There's just something I was missing out on in cards for sure. But I've also collected some vinyl records, and there's a record shop in the big city close to me. So I've gone there a couple times and gotten a few records. And country music is my main genre, but I also like some rap as well, as long as it's not like extremely overly explicit. You know, got to keep the you know, their reputation clean. So yeah, that's what I've been buying recently. A lot of country music records. And I've been buying, yeah, my setup, which is a record player and some really, really nice speakers, with some wild bass, for my room. So that's been really fun, for the studio. So I've got my mic and speakers now, which looks really cool. But yeah, I'm back. I'm still going to be keeping the same schedule every Monday. And, you know, there's really a lot is not going to change. There just might be a few more pop culture episodes about music, shoe collecting, you know, and, you know, just sports episodes, which I had a few of those before, where I just talked about sports in length, which I feel like I actually liked those episodes because I had some really good research. But when I actually tried to do my just sports, I just felt like I was rambling a lot in those episodes. So, yeah, so we're going to be still under the sports card second name, but we might not just be talking about sports cards. I guarantee you, if you guys are just looking for a sports card podcast, there's going to be at least one sports card segment in every episode. But will it be the main segment? Might not be. But I aim to bring sports card content every week. But, you know, there's sometimes, I mean, I'm still without social media, so sometimes finding news in sports card is tough. Finding a story to talk about is tough. So I've got to have a couple fallbacks now, which is going to be great. I'm going to still be having a lot of interviews once the National is over. I'm sure I'll be able to get a lot of the same guys we've heard from before and, you know, get an update on their hobby. Get an update and, you know, update my hobby too. I haven't, you know, been in here, like I said, for about 6 to 10 months. So, you know, I just need to, you know, learn. It's almost learning again, but I've definitely been catching up and getting my, you know, get my feet dipped back in the water of this hobby. And I feel like I'm back underwater, boys. I've been, you know, blowing about every single dime that I've been earning from my jobs and, you know, some cards I've been selling online. So, yeah, I'm still doing my ComC stuff. I'm still on Blowout Forums. And I'm still on eBay. So yeah, I've been selling some more stuff and I'm aiming to go to a show soon, probably, you know, next month, because a lot of the main dealers will be gone, this weekend because of the National, obviously. I'm recording this on Thursday night. So when you hear this on Monday, I'm in the smack middle of the National. And I kind of wish I stayed in cards because going to the National would have been amazing. I just, you know, in this year, I just hear all these guys going, you know, all my favorite podcasters, Pack to the Future Gang's going this year, which is really cool. Obviously, John Newman, Jeff Wilson's going, you know, all those guys, you know, podcasters. And I was just like, man, I'm really missing out now once it's finally upon us that I'm immediately getting cards like about a month before the National. So, you know, that kind of stinks, but I am going to enjoy a family vacation, which will be fun. So that's good. Hopefully the National will be back in Chicago, you know, in the next couple of years. It always comes back about every other year. So I'm hoping to be there soon and stay in cards. And I've also found that cards are great investments. Like, you know, before I would buy one or two investment cards, but now I'm about 50-50. And I know I've crapped on investors before, but I see what they're doing. It's worth it for the amount of money you can make on little pieces of cardboard. So I really enjoyed the investing side as well. My dad is really big into investing and stuff. Not just cards, but, you know, in real estate and stuff like that. So I, you know, I've looked to him for some help, and he's been really cool with helping me with some of my investments. And, you know, he's not even being into the card market, but he's been able to give me, you know, some investment tips, which I'm probably going to have him on the show soon. So maybe we'll talk about investing in cards and stuff like that, and, you know, give some investment tips to you guys. But yeah, that's kind of my long, crazy story. Not crazy, but long story about how I've been going and what we're going to be talking about as well. I'm really excited to be back every Monday again. Like I said, we're going to keep the schedule consistent as it used to be. And I'm glad to be back. I'm still at the same email, sportscardsecond@gmail.com. I want to hear some feedback. What do y'all want me to talk about? And even any pop culture, I can make a list for, you know, fallbacks, like I said, if the sports card industry had a slow week. So let me know if you guys have any ideas of some cool things you want me to talk about. I'll probably talk about some of my vinyl collection soon. I'll talk about, you know, new music drops, shoe drops. I'm buying some Jordans probably this week. So that's going to be fun. But yeah, just let me know what y'all want me to talk about. Outside the sports cards industry, so I have a fun episode to fall back on in the upcoming months. I'm going to aim to do about 80% sports card content over the year, so probably about 30 to 40 sports card episodes, and then, you know, 10, you know, not 10, but yeah, 15 to 8 to 15 non-sports card episodes in the years. Every year. So we'll see how that ratios out. But, you know, maybe we'll have a wild sports card year. And obviously the Fanatic stuff is taking over slowly more and more, and we're seeing that. So I'm definitely going to be talking about that soon. But yeah, if y'all have any ideas for non-sports card episodes, please let me know at sportscardsecond@gmail.com. One more thing, please leave me a rating on Apple to let Apple's ooh, that was a wild voice crack. To let Apple's algorithm know that I'm back. So please leave me a 5-star rating or review. I read all my reviews on the show. So if you send a review, I will definitely read it. All right, guys, that is going to wrap up episode 87 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. I'm back. Keep collecting. Peace.